going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You like this song, Hugh?
I was just sitting there trying to debate whether I like it or not. It's taking a while to get there, though, ain't it? Nah.
No? I like that song. All right, you know, teach their own. Hugh about to head on the road for his road trip down to Atlanta, going through Clemson City, which was the answer to
Hugh's
question.
Well, yeah, it's Clemson, because you see the signs when you get close to Clemson.
So ballpark it. How many hours in Buc-ee's?
Probably two.
This is going to be
a leisurely trip.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
No,
yeah.
It's going to be a leisurely trip.
You got the sundress event you're going to? You just got tickets?
I just got tickets. I hit up some of my frat brothers down here. They give me the rundown of the weekend. So it's a whole weekend thing. It's the prequel. It's the sundress and seersucker dress rehearsal.
What's that mean?
On Friday. It says original sundress, seersucker. So we got a rehearsal.
You're going to wear a sundress?
I'm going to wear a seersucker, though. Here's the kicker, Kyle. Making all these plans now. Got this seersucker at the crib right now.
Yeah.
Ain't put it on a couple years. Now, if it don't fit, then we're going to have to, we probably.
Pivot?
We got to do a hard pivot.
Change those plans real quick.
So wait a minute. That's why I'm over here. I'm a little confused. I'm trying to workshop it in my head. If I get, I could get to Atlanta. I will make it to Atlanta. I would say at the latest about 10 or 11 o'clock. Mm. So then I have to figure out if I have to go to the men's warehouse, can I get a suit that's cut up and ready to go by Friday? Now that might be the tough part.
Yeah, you got a lot of big plans.
Yeah, that might be the tough part.
Yeah.
So we hoping and praying that shredding season has put us in a position where we could get this seersucker suit on. Because like I said, you know, every guy that's been through this. You have a suit. Like say you have your tuxedo, the suit you got married in.
Yeah.
And every now and then you go in the closet and see if you can wear it. Now I have some other suits that I know I can wear. But I need to be able to get in that seersucker, Joe, because it's Georgia. I got to be able to get in the seersucker.
You know, I'm imagining you really, like, it's tight, and you're trying to get in the seersucker, and your voice sounds like you did when you said Trey Hendrickson.
I like how you timed that up, though.
I can hear it. Like, you stuff yourself in the suit, and you just sound
He's
like
a good player.
Yeah, 17 like and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Hey, listen. I'm sitting here like, damn, am I going to be able to get in the suit? Because it's been a while. But I think I can. I'll let y'all know. We'll know. We'll figure it out.
By the way, I ran into a neighbor the other day, and he said something about, I think he said something like, does Hugh always say Trey Hendrickson like that? And I said, no, we just set it up so we could use the cut.
All the time.
We just work Trey Hendrickson into the conversation just so we can hear it. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Hey, y'all missed it. I almost had another one today.
Really?
I had to catch myself.
Yeah? All right. Before we go back to the phones and check in at you people, by the way, we have a caller up who says Hugh needs to apologize.
For what?
Well, I'm excited for this. But first...
I get hostile.
The Phillies may have to apologize for lying to us about the way they pursue Jeff Hoffman. So the Phillies are playing the Blue Jays this week. Red Hoffman on the Blue Jays now. And Dave Dombrowski was quoted as saying that they tried to sign Hoffman very aggressively. Well, Jeff Hoffman gave his side of the story yesterday. He didn't see it that way. So he said their pursuit was, quote, pretty light. And he said that he and his agent asked a couple different times during last season, like while he was here, about signing an extension. Like he wanted to stay. The agent approached the Phillies with the idea of Jeff Hoffman wanting to stay. And he said, quote, it just wasn't something they were willing to do. So if I had to believe one side, I believe his. Jeff. I believe his. They didn't really want him back.
Yeah, I believe that too. It's just unfortunate that organization, like there's going to be no backlash for the Phillies with this.
No.
It's just unfortunate that teams feel the need to lie to people or lie about certain things like that. It's unfortunate.
Well, there's plausible deniability. They could say we tried.
But most time people believe the player as opposed to the organization because this is kind of like, you know, status quo for the way that they operate. Say, well, we tried to sign him.
Sure.
But not really. Like you probably went out there and you offered him a contract knowing that he probably wouldn't take it.
Yeah, I agree. Also, I don't know why he would lie about it. Like, well, this is the way he feels. It was a pretty light pursuit. And again, if he's saying that him and his agent tried to get a deal done last season and they didn't want to, I think he's probably being accurate on this. Now, to be fair, we brought this up about a month ago because he was pitching well in April. He's not pitched well since. He has struggled. So you look at the numbers for he and Jordan Romano this season, they're both not very good. I'd still rather have Hoffman, but he's not dominating the way he was in April, so it doesn't feel as big of a deal as it did early in the season when the bullpen was struggling. All right, let's get back to the phone. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley wants you to apologize, Hugh, and I don't even know what he's talking about, but I agree with him. Ziggy, what's up?
Dallas sucks.
Agreed, Ziggy.
All right, listen, Hugh, I love you, bro. Listen, you liken Joe DeCamry's baseball acumen
spit it out.
12-year-old girl playing baseball. Let me tell you, bro, we got some 12, 13, 14-year-old girls up here at the Southern Lehigh that can flash leather and barrel up a ball, okay? Joe DeCamry is not that good.
Well, so, it wasn't meant to disrespect all the girls that were playing. I guess I should have set it up a little bit better because the context I was trying to use, I wasn't like disparaging young ladies that play baseball. I was saying some 12-year-old girl that's just out there trying to hack at like that has no skill set in the game just yet.
You called him DeCamry, by the way, Ziggy.
Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
Joe Camerata.
Oh yeah, no disrespect. Like, listen, there was a young lady that was a fast pitcher. Mm-hmm. She ate Ike's lunch.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, she crushed him.
We got video of this on YouTube.
I think it was fast pitch. I think it is. Oh. There's some video.
Hold on a second.
She crushed. Like so, I didn't mean it. When I said it, it was on the heels of me talking about. Yeah, no, but I got you, Ziggy. But I want to make sure because we're all inclusive. I don't want to make anybody mad.
Right.
This is on the heels of me talking about Jack throwing his 3-year-old son under the bus.
I know. I can't believe it. Like, come on, dude. I'm like 67. I throw with my 14-year-old daughter. Like, we throw a hardball. You know.
He threw Walker under the bus, man.
Because
Walker can't defend himself.
So listen, Joe. I said I was going to call you in 2 months and talk about Alec Bohm, but it's been 3 months. Okay, you know, I kind of needed. They needed another week or two, and this whole Bryce Harper thing. So look, Joe. He's turning into that hitter that I said he was. Like. Everybody just has to hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. They exploded last night. They needed that. And they got to do that every night. They got to get on base, steal bases, play a little small ball. You know, they're going to be fine. Don't worry about them. The bullpen's going to be okay. Don't worry.
They'll probably be fine. But I don't understand the Bohm thing. He was better in May, Ziggy. But overall, he's having not a good season.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping for him to be better than what he is right now, but I think he's coming into it now. It seems to be he's more relaxed. You know, they just moved him up in the lineup again, but I guess part of that was because
Bryce. Yeah.
But now he was up in the lineup last night, too. Wasn't he five? Wasn't he in the five hole last night?
So I think he was six. So it went Stott, Turner, Bryce, Schwarber, Castellanos. Yeah.
Right, because JT's down in the eight hole.
Yeah,
right?
Which he has to be, because JT's really struggled this season.
Yeah, and listen, I love Vic Fangio. Okay, remember how last year during training camp or before training camp, they're going, "Hey, you know, Vic, how are these guys gonna practice?" He's like, "They're gonna practice, man. They're gonna put pads on. They're gonna hit." And they're going to do the same thing this year. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to be ready to play. And he knows the spots that he needs to fill. He knows he has a couple of players that are going to step up. You know, you never know about any of this. But overall, we're going to be just fine. I just wish, you know, like Brett and Joe DeCamry and even you and a couple other of your coworkers just come out and say the words. I don't like Jalen Hurts.
I do like Jalen Hurts. I can't say that because it's not true.
I've never heard so many ridiculous stats and such deep diving stats and just ridiculous points. As far as I'm concerned, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and they didn't win a Super Bowl yet. They don't have an MVP Super Bowl trophy, so there's no way. I know. Oh, they throw.
Ziggy, hold on. See, this is why you lose me. You're losing me on this. I like Jalen Hurts. If I think he's the fifth or sixth best quarterback in football, that doesn't mean I hate Jalen Hurts. That's a really good bar to be at. Also, your point of the Super Bowl MVP thing, Ziggy, if I put you back in time, there's no way in the world 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you thought Eli Manning was better than Drew Brees or Eli Manning was better than Aaron Rodgers. You didn't believe that, Ziggy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Listen, let me put it into context in a different way.
Because you didn't.
The night they drafted Jalen Hurts, I was so pissed off at Howie Roseman because that was the most ridiculous draft I've ever seen by the Eagles.
Well, it was a great draft.
So I've gone from that to having an on-field jersey, a Jalen jersey. And it's because of his demeanor. Like, okay, the stats are pretty, it looks great, yada, yada. But guess what? Everybody says Tom Brady's the GOAT. Why? Because he has the trophies.
But also, he also had the stats, Ziggy. Ziggy, eventually,
winning a football game. I'm trying to hear what you guys
Ziggy, he also eventually threw for 50 touchdowns and won MVPs. I mean, like he wasn't a game managed hooker. Ziggy, I love you. We'll continue the conversation soon. By the way, was able to dig up the video of Ike Reese.
Yeah, he did. All right, he did. Like I thought it was something different.
That was a big swing and a miss.
Yeah, the first one was, but he connected. He connected.
Yeah, Ike Reese playing softball. This is from a while ago, 2012. So that was a big hack and a lot of whiff on that one. All right, let's grab Ryan, and then we have to check in with you people today. Ryan is up on WIP. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Joe. Hi, Hugh. How are you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Cool. So when it comes to our defense, I mean, I think we'll take that step back for the first week or so. But you got to think about it. This is the second year of the Fangio scheme. Everyone on this team just got into the scheme last year. So I don't expect them to be taking that much of a step back. I actually think we're going to have a top five defense by the bye week, maybe even top three.
Wow. If they're a top five or top three defense, Ryan, then you know we should start thinking again about being in the Super Bowl because the offense
offense should be a lot better.
Yeah, it should be a top five-ish offense. You combine those two things, we're going to be the best team in football again.
I mean, that I don't. In my mind, I haven't seen anything that says that we're not a Super Bowl contender yet. So why not think that?
Well, no, I think they're a contender for sure. There are. I mean, they're one of the contenders. It's a question of are they still that far above the rest of the league the way they were last year, Ryan? We'll figure it out and we'll find out as time goes on. You know, speaking of the Fangio thing, quick, and then we'll check in with you people. You know, if you go through Fangio's career, he's a great coordinator, right? He's put together an incredible resume, and last year he won his first Super Bowl. His defenses do fluctuate. It's not like it's top five every year.
As consistent as you would like them to be.
It's not. Yeah. And look, I don't have all the details on what happened with the 97 Panthers. I mean, teams change, players change. It's not just like you put Vic Fangio in, though, and you're guaranteed top 10. He's had some years of 14s and 15s and 20s. It's a long resume with a lot in there. All right, can we check in with you people today? What are they up to?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Fellas, it's a rare day today, says one YouTuber. Hugh Douglas is right.
Those days are so few and far between, we got to highlight them.
Yeah. Also, like, they smell blood now that Hugh has mentioned that they're in his head. He wakes up.
I knew it. You shouldn't have said that to them.
So somebody goes, how are we going to get into Hugh's head today?
I'm okay with that. I mean, they're thinking, you got to be creative.
Well, I'm sure now they probably believe that these days off, the next couple of days, were not scheduled. Hugh's just running from them for a couple of days.
Is that what they
Long did? Weekend.
Now, Dr. Karp brought this up, but you people agreed. We scared you into a more tame shirt today.
That's true.
No,
you said you were going to wear the other golf shirt.
No, because when I found out about this event, I might wear my shirt to the event.
Oh,
okay.
So
I'm just trying to, you know.
Well, you're saving the nice clothes for when you're not with us?
You know how it is, Joe.
Wow.
Ooh, you know how it is. You lay your fit out like, ooh, I'm going to kill him with this. I'm going to kill him with this one.
So you put on the old rags for you people, and he's saving the nice clothes for his fancy friends.
Let me tell you, if this seersucker sucker fit, with that that nice little orange Hawaiian shirt, ooh, I'm going to kill him with that one.
Now, they did have a few comments about the shirt. Mm-hmm. Somebody said you look like a Microsoft Word art painting.
That's okay. That works. All right.
Goth Douglas.
Goth.
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 Goth. Goth.
Yeah,
goth.
Like the black lipstick and all that.
Yeah, goth. Yeah.
And Hot Topic Hugh.
Hot Topic. That wasn't funny.
I kind of like it. That wasn't bad.
I liked it.
It's a bracket possibility for next fall, next spring.
We'll get to more on you guys in just a second, but I did need to throw this in just because it was a big part of the conversation today, and I think this is a good one. Jack Quits.
Jack Quits.
Jack Quits. That's tough.
Is that his nickname? Is that a Jack Prince? Jack Quits.
Some are saying.
Don't let Spike get a hold of that.
Yeah, he might use it. Yeah, it's good.
It was been repeated a lot in the chat.
Is it Quits with a Z or Quits with an S?
Yeah, with a Z.
Oh,
yeah,
Jack Quits.
It's been catching on, yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yep. All that talking just for Hugh to make no sense.
That should be the tagline, the WIP Midday Show. All that talking just to make no sense.
I made sense. It just probably went over your head.
Yep. This one just entirely out of context. You're getting on my last nerve, Hugh. Last nerve.
You really riled them up today.
They'll be back. Well,
I thought they'd be
tomorrow.
More mad at me today. You.
Well, they are.
Oh,
we'll get to you.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute.
Never mind.
There's more.
Okay. Yep. Just as an aside, you look like a professor from Harry Potter.
Me?
Today? Yeah. That's what we got.
Is it the color?
I guess
of the
it's
shirt?
The glasses. I don't know. Yeah. It's just you know.
Okay. All right.
I could see it. I could see it. And maybe the wand waving.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the twin Trey comes up, people think about it.
Which, speaking of, let's cut to the chase. Joe hates Trey Turner.
Why would I hate Trey Turner?
Let's cut to the chase.
You hate Trey Turner?
I don't. Why would I hate him? Seems like a decent guy. Can't play the position.
I just like the let's cut to the chase.
Cut the crap. Doesn't like the guy.
Yep. Okay. Patiently waiting for Joe's apology to Trey Turner today.
You're gonna be waiting a long time.
Keep on waiting.
I said October. If he has a great October and they win the World Series, I'm sorry.
Is Benedict Douglas gonna slip into his Braves gear as soon as he leaves for Atlanta today?
Don't have any Braves gear. Threw all that away when I made the road trip up here.
Sure, that's what you want him to think.
I'm not about to slip.
I believe
I'm about
him
to try to slip into this seersucker. That's about the only slipping in I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to get into that.
One last thing though. Somebody brought this up. I think they might be right. So Joe constantly sets up the cut of Hugh talking about Trey Hendrickson?
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
But not the one of me.
Yeah. And people think that you're deflecting so that we don't play the one that we got of you. I think it was the same day or maybe just a few days later.
Mm-hmm. Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth any long-term deal.
That one is funny, though.
I mean, you guys are that free to set it up whenever you want. Like, why would I set it up?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Here's me looking like an idiot.
You're the setter-upper, though.
Yeah, that's true. Know? Yeah. All right, so are you people asking for more balance of the the embarrassment?
We just want it to be fair.
Okay.
That when we do you on Trey.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You're just going to run into the ground.
But so what am I talking about? It's Ranger?
Yeah, Ranger. All right. To a long-term deal.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. Long-term deal.
Just like how emphatic you guys both are.
Okay. So when Ranger comes up, or we could use that for any long-term
That's
deal.
That's right. Yeah, he's not worth it.
Yeah, that was a bad
day. It was bad. It was not great. Which one is Kyle, which one do you like better?
I like the Hugh one better.
I mean, if I'm being honest, that was funny.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
That was funny.
It almost sounds fake. It almost sounds like we created that.
But you know what's funny? Y'all don't know how many times
do that?
On a regular basis. Like, it always happens after I drink water. Like, I'll drink water and then I'll ask a question. Then, for whatever reason, it does that. Because it's almost done that a couple times.
It's so funny sounding. Yeah. I can't get it.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
What you doing? I need the Eagles to trade for Trey Hendrickson this season. I need it. We got to do that every day.
Oh, man.
All right, you people.
It's so good.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You people watching. You can watch the show every day on YouTube. All right, so as Hughes alluded to, he's got the seersucker, he's got the sundresses, he's heading down to the Black College Hall of Fame.
Black College Hall of Fame dinner, yeah. Give me some free swag.
All right, so we're going to have Elliot with us tomorrow, and then Broads coming up on
Broads.
Friday. So we got a lot of fun that we're going to have the next couple days with Hugh. Hugh, we got a Phillies game tonight. Phillies and...
Wait a minute, I got my parlay.
I know. Hugh's become a real sharp, or at least...
I'm trying, man, because I want to hit... Sharp. See, I'm trying to hit the ones that hit hard, like with the best odds or the worst odds.
Well, they're harder to hit.
Yeah.
I think the fewer parlays you hit, the better off we all are.
No,
be
but see, because this is why I need to hit one of these when I put the $2 parlay
no.
in. And when I hit it, that y'all are upset about it, because those are the ones I want.
So are you doing this to make money or are you doing this
well,
to just...
Well, I'm doing it for bragging rights. Well,
yeah, bragging
rights.
He's putting down $2. He's not doing it to make money.
Well, but he's betting 44 to 1 parlay.
That is true. Yeah,
I'm betting them. So when I hit one...
Which means you're about to start losing a lot.
I'm going
to
be annoying. When I hit one, I'm going to be annoying.
All right, so what do we got tonight? Who's pitching on them? Who we got tonight? We got Abel. Oh, tonight's a McAbel night.
McAbel night tonight.
Jose Barrios. You got a parlay for us?
I'm working on it, Joe, because I was looking at it. Okay, obviously, you know the money line. Mm-hmm. Know the money line. See, Bryce Harper last night, man. I should have bet on Bryce Harper last night. I didn't do that. Harper home run?
You could do it tonight.
But see, here's the problem with the parlays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a day late and a dollar short because Trey had a nice night last night.
He did?
I'm going to stick with Schwarber.
Okay.
I think tonight is going to be Schwarber.
It's June. We're waiting.
We are waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Schwarber. I'm going to keep it Philly-centric, though.
Good.
I need somebody else.
How about some strikeouts for Abel?
Hey, wait a minute.
He had 9 last time he was out there?
We're going pitching strikeouts?
Yeah, when we go over the... What's the Abel strikeout?
All strikeouts, 3+?
Nah, I got to go 5+.
5+?
3+.
But you get... Okay, -5, 90. Okay, plus 128. Okay, I'll take that. Okay, who else? Max Kepler home run? Max Kepler? Alec Bohm even came through for me last night.
Bohm single.
The hit. Yeah.
But yeah, do a Bohm single. You got a Bohm single. Who's the home run?
The Schwarber. Home run is Schwarber.
Bohm single, Schwarber home run, Abel strikeouts. Put it in, Hugh.
I'm putting it in.
Are
we getting a series win?
Guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Oh, you know, I got Phillies on the money line. Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.